You're on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. The Triage Room is a podcast that encourages and empowers listeners to overcome obstacles of pain. Pain is the physical suffering or discomfort caused by illness or injury. When we describe the type of pain we're having, we're really describing the symptoms. Once we identify the symptoms, then we can deal with the root. Welcome to The Triage Room. You're now on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. Today's topic, rejection. Let's take a look at Matthew chapter 10, verse 15. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Luke 10, verses 10 and 11. But into whatsoever city ye enter, and they receive you not, go your ways out into the streets of the same, and say, even the very dust of your city, which cleaveth on us, we do wipe off against you, notwithstanding. Be ye sure of this, that the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. Verse 12. But I say unto you, that it shall be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city. Here we can see in the book of Matthew and the book of Luke, the same thing being said. As ministers of the gospel, going out to preach the gospel, preaching the truth, healing the sick, going out to save souls, that if not received, if rejected, it is not the one that's going out that's being rejected. It is God they're rejecting, because when you're going out as a minister of the gospel and you're sharing his word and you're going out to do the work, it is not you they're rejecting. They're rejecting God. And it's saying in here, it'll be worse in that day when it comes to judgment. What happened to Sodom and Gomorrah? God rained down from heaven fire and brimstone. Those in Sodom and Gomorrah were so wicked. So if what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah is not even on the level of what's going to happen when God brings judgment, that is saying that the time of judgment will be worse than what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah. The fire and brimstone that rained down from heaven because of those that occupied that place. Those that occupied Sodom and Gomorrah were so wicked in their sins. So here we can see, as one is going out, the disciples were given instruction in Matthew 10. They were given instruction on what to do, the work, the assignment at hand, how to conduct themselves, and when rejected, how to handle it. Understanding it's not them that were being rejected. For the purpose of them preaching the gospel, the purpose of them healing the sick, the purpose of them raising the dead, the purpose of them doing the work was not for self-gain. The purpose was according to the assignment given, doing the work of God, saving souls. So for those that were rejecting them, it's not them they were rejecting. The truth that came before them and the works they were doing were confirming who sent them. If one did not receive, if one is not receiving who God is sending, their consequences for rejecting was best. What happened to Sodom and Gomorrah will be more tolerable. As intense as that was in the day of judgment, what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah will be more tolerable. Here's my moment of transparency. I know what it's like to speak according to what God has given, to want what's best for others, want to see others delivered, and want their deliverance more than they want it. I know what it's like to watch others and experience others reject the word that is given. And I had to realize it's not me they were rejecting. It's what God had placed in me to share their rejecting. Now, they weren't rejecting me because I wasn't coming on my own. I wasn't speaking on my own. And once I realized that it wasn't me that they were rejecting, I learned what it was to continue on with the work, to continue on with the assignment, to continue on with what God wanted me to do. So I want to encourage you, for those that may have internalized the rejection that you may be experiencing while you're out doing the work, it is not you that's being rejected. God's word is God's word. And in Matthew 10 and 15, we see it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Well, what city? For that city that rejects the gospel, that city that rejects the truth, the city that rejects those that are coming, the ministers that are coming to minister the word of God, those that are sent by God to do the work, it will be more tolerable. I encourage you, as you're being sent out to do the work, Don't internalize. For the rejection is not towards you. The rejection is towards the gospel. The rejection is towards what God is sending you to do. The rejection is towards the truth. The rejection is towards the light of Christ, not you. I encourage you, keep trusting God. Remember the assignment at hand. Stay focused and don't internalize the rejection. Let us pray. Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus, Lord, just to say thank you. I thank you for life, health, and strength. Lord, I ask you that those that are equipped and prepared, Lord, for the assignment at hand, as you are sending them out to do the work, that, Lord, wherever they go, Lord, they understand that the rejection they may encounter is not towards them. That, Lord, that the work continues. That wherever you send them out to do this work, Lord, remembering that those that reject the gospel, those that reject Christ, those that reject the truth that is being spoken through your chosen vessels to do the work, that, Lord, those that are doing the work understand now that it is not them that is being rejected. And those that have been rejecting, may this be a time of repentance to turn away from the mindset of rejecting the gospel. May this be a time of repentance to turn away from rejecting the word that is coming forth. May this be a time of repentance from rejecting what is offered to them to be delivered from ways that are displeasing to you. That this be a time of deliverance. This be a time of mind renewal. This be a time of heart change. This be a time of turning away from what is displeasing to you, God, and receiving the gospel, receiving your word, receiving your truth, accepting Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and submitting themselves to you, Lord. Lord, I thank you, I praise you, and I glorify your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You all be blessed. Thank you for joining me on deck in the Triage Room. To get the music you hear in this podcast or to stay connected, visit my website, UrsulaCamille.com. That's UrsulaCamille.com. Sign up on my email list, get merch and more. Have an area of pain you want to address in the Triage Room? Send your email to thetriageroom@gmail.com. I'm your host, Ursula Camille, signing off. Be blessed. One touch and your life will change. Did you know that Jesus reigns? One touch and your life will change.